You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I hope you got a bad case of loving me. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and you've got to listen for the next hour. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Can't wait for today's show. Got a lot to talk about. It's been a good week. It's good. It's been a pretty good week. You know, I'm based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, so we had all the candidates here. Got to meet Mitt Romney yesterday, hang out with Herman Cain today. I got to tell you, we probably have the most handsome, just handsome and burly groups of male political candidates. Michelle Bachmann's pretty. I haven't met her yet. But I got to tell you, these men, just so handsome. I tell you, Herman is so cuddly. I got to get these guys on the show because I really want to talk about health care. I really, really do. I mean, I know in these debates they talk about, all right, we're going to repeal Obamacare. That's great. But I want to go beyond that. We've talked about this. We have a lot on our plate. And if we don't put a dent in the healthcare problem in the next administration, God willing, the Republicans take over, there's going to be some issues. And so I'm just dying to hear what these people think and what their plans are. And, I'm not really too excited about Romney care. I mean, yeah, true. Mitt is very good looking. He is so dapper. And I like what he has to say on a lot of fronts, but I'm still not convinced on the healthcare front. So I want to hear what these guys have to say. I'm going to a Talkers Magazine conference tomorrow, and then I get to be on a panel for New Voices in America the next week at another radio seminar. It's great. I just love it, you know? People are considering me a voice of reason. Really? There must be a lot of illogic out there for them to feel I am a voice of reason. So that's great. But anyway, so Vegas has been hopping. A lot has been going on in Vegas. You know, CNN crews, news crews. It's been pretty busy. You know, we have a mob museum. You know, because a lot of our history entails, you know, the mob and, you know, when they started here, Bugsy Siegel, Meyer Lansky, et cetera. And I guess I just found out the mob museum may be going just filed for bankruptcy. And, I got to tell you, there's just something that just is so attractive about the history and the mob. Not that I like the mob by any means, you know, very, very, very bad boys, very bad, very bad. But, you know, maybe it's because I'm now relating to these people because of Boardwalk Empire. Have you guys been watching that show on HBO, Boardwalk Empire? I love it. I think I love it more than The Sopranos and True Blood. I mean, this show is phenomenal. Basically, Boardwalk Empire goes back into the year 1920, early 20s, when there was prohibition. And when Harding just became president and he had the mistress with the illegitimate child and Charles Lucky Luciano and Myers Lansky was getting their start. Al Capone was getting their start. And it's just fascinating. I guess they had Jack Dempsey come in as a cameo, of course, his character. You know, so all these, Eddie Cantor, you know, who gave a lot of people their entertainment start. So it just, if you want a really good show that mixes drama with history, I love it. I'm just absolutely enthralled with that show, Boardwalk Empire, and I TiVo that sucker left and right. I know there's a lot of good movies, good shows on HBO, I know, and I just don't have time to see them all, and I need to, but I gotta tell you, I mean, it just, I just love the history, and it looks like they're really following it to a T. Every time something happens on Boardwalk Empire, I look it up, and I just love the history. I think it's fascinating. All right, so what are we going to talk about today? What do we have in the present? All right, I want to talk about these exotic animals. Did you hear about this? I know you're supposed to say N Ohio, but A Ohio flows a little bit more. Gentleman, he owns a exotic farm, or he owned an exotic animal farm, shot himself and released all these animals out into the city. Scary stuff, because the animals had to be killed. I want to talk about that. Also, it looks like they found out with the Listeria outbreak, with the cantaloupe, that it was due to dirty equipment, contaminated processing. So we need to talk about that and how things like that could have been avoided. I think the death toll is up to 25. Now, also, it looks like the task force is at it again, recommending women get fewer pap tests, less and less medicine, saving money. I am going to pick through that sucker. And then blood pressure drugs lowering Alzheimer's risk. I love it. I've been talking about that. I've been saying we need to lower our blood pressure, but actually they think it's the drugs. They think it's a group of medication that's helpful. So as you can see, we got buku stuff to talk about. But please call in with your medical questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, we are taking your emails at drdahlia.com, which is my email. And by the way, thank you all for your posts and your remarks on our guest book. We have a guest book, you know, on my website. You can tell me where you're listening from and tell me what you think. I love it. And, of course, please follow us on Twitter. All right. So which blood pressure medicines can lower Alzheimer's risk up to 50%? They believe it is the ARBs and the ACE inhibitors. ACE inhibitors are your ramipril, captopril, zestril, benazepril, you know, Altase, things like that. And then your ARBs are your losartan, candesartan, valsartan. For those of you that know your brand names, Diovan, Atacand, Hyzar, Avapro, they found that those medications could possibly decrease or give you a 53% drop in Alzheimer's risk. The ARBs more than the ACE inhibitors. So the ARBs more than the ACE inhibitors. So they examined 40,000 patients age over 60 who was treated with hypertension. And we've talked about Alzheimer's and the dementia and the amyloid plaques that build up in the brain. But there's something to these medications because they block angiotensin II, which is a hormone that they believe destroys the amyloid plaques in the brain. They think that's how this works. If they could destroy the amyloid plaques and we could take this blood pressure medicine without dropping too low, oh, my gosh. And, you know, these medications are fairly easy to take. The ARBs, ARBs, don't have as many side effects as the ACE inhibitors. The ACE inhibitors give you a cough. So fascinating stuff. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no-nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm reading this article here on what possibly happened. This comes from the Washington Post with the Listeria outbreak. And they're coming up with a variety of reasons that they found such unsanitary conditions in the Jensen Farm plant. Okay, so the basically Wednesday, federal regulators apparently looked at the off-site packing facility. They said it was poorly designed, that water was able to pool onto the floor, so there were puddles of water. They say the equipment was difficult to clean. They say its new washer and dryer system had also been used on raw potatoes, so the potatoes may have decayed, promoting Listeria growth. They're still trying to figure out where the Listeria came from that caused the whole Listeria outbreak on cantaloupes that caused 25 deaths, miscarriage, and hundreds of illnesses in multiple states. All right, so now Jensen Farms, of course, voluntarily recalled its cantaloupe and shut down its operations. But before they resume, it sounds like some things have to be fixed. All right, so what else did they say? They said, this was interesting, I just read this a little while ago. Okay, so they're still trying to figure out where the Listeria came from. It came from the soil. They think a truck that carried the cantaloupe to a cattle farm might have driven through animal feces and dragged back Listeria on its tires. The truck was parked close to the packing facility. So then they think the Listeria got into the facility because water
pools of water near the feces truck. Something might have splattered on the employees as they walked in the area or attempted to clean it with hoses. And then another issue they said that the farm failed to do is apparently you're supposed to pre-cool cantaloupes. All right. This is a key step that pulls the heat from a cantaloupe before it's refrigerated. And they think what this possibly did is because they didn't pre-cool before they refrigerated, there was condensation and the moist surfaces on the cantaloupe caused Listeria to grow. So you're kind of looking at this and you're thinking, all right, feces and pools of water and dirty equipment and equipment not getting cleaned. And, you know, you're like, what the heck are these guys doing? Now, this takes me back to some of the other outbreaks we had or reasons for recall. Like, remember the Tylenol recall? There were wood pellets, right, that they smelled in multiple bottles. So something happened to that facility. Some gomer didn't do his job or did something lazy, right? You know, and then we had the salmonella outbreak with the eggs. And, you know, I don't know if it's just because now I'm very in tune to the news and I'm watching outbreaks very, very closely. But is it just me or have there been more outbreaks in the last 2 years, two, 3 years? I think there's been a lot more outbreaks. Okay? I mean, I remember the big E. coli one that they, you know, had linked to Jack in the Box years ago in the 90s. I remember that one. But I really don't remember this many in tandem. And I blame the recession. Of course I blame the recession. No, I'm not going to blame Obama and I'm not going to blame Bush. I'm blaming the recession because I am wondering if these plants are so understaffed or these plants or facilities are making so many cuts that they're doing things halfway. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, not a month goes by where there isn't something. I'm really nervous. I mean, you know, we're washing off our, it's hard to wash off a raw egg, you know. that's kind of tough to do because it all falls in the sink. You know, but no, okay, so you wash off your cantaloupes, you cook your meat, you know, we have the ground turkey poison. It's just something every month. There's something. And maybe we're not supposed to eat. Maybe we're, you know, Top Ramen. I got tons of Top Ramen, right? It's cheap. It's delicious. I love Top Ramen. Nobody ever hears about Top Ramen recalls. Not that I want to jinx anything. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx anything. But, you know, gosh, I what's next? What, we had lettuce, spinach. They thought cucumbers back then, you know, earlier this summer. Crazy stuff, people. Crazy. I mean, we got to eat something. You know, I mean, since the E. coli outbreak of the 90s, fast food has been pretty safe. You know, maybe that's what it is. The processed foods that we're getting from fast food and all the salt is preventing us getting sick. Thank you, Charles. Charles thinks the ramen, Top Ramen, isn't recalled because of the salt. I gotta tell you, something is making some of these processed foods. You know, ho-hos. That's where I am going to be absolutely defeated if the ho-hos get recalled, because I really love my ho-hos. All right, well, I hope these guys get their acts together, but that's my theory. My theory is these plants now are so understaffed that all these stupid things are happening. Very careless, lazy, stupid things. And I think that's ridiculous. You know, I mean, even with us as a medical facility, okay, you know, we've had sometimes staff we were just loaded with staff and they were running into each other, and then we've had skeleton crew. But the one thing we never chintz on is the cleaning of the equipment and the taking care of patient rooms. All right, I'll answer phones as long as the nurses are autoclaving and cleaning and keeping those rooms spotless. There is no way I would want patients and their lives at stake. Okay, I mean, you know, you could cut corners a variety of ways. You could reuse Post-its. Okay, you could add water to your whiteout. What else can you do to save money? Let me see. You see, office supplies kill us. I don't know how many of you run an office, but oh my gosh, files. Somebody, the pens are always going. I know pens are cheap, but pens are always going. Paper clips are always out of staples, but copy paper and toner. Toner kills me. Now, what do I do when the toner's out? I shake it. You know, I do the hokey pokey and I turn myself around, shake it, shake it, shake it. And then I put it back in and then I don't use the printer for about 15 minutes and then boom, it'll print some more pages. Toner is expensive. That's what kills us. Okay, but I'm going to try to make cuts on that. I'm not going to mess with patients. I mean, if you operate any business that deals with humans and them consuming or them being, you know, having any possibility of harm or health effects from something that you could screw up on, you don't chintz out. Or I don't know. I don't know. So, again, I can't accuse them of something that I don't know yet. But it just, to me, I think there's too many of these things going on. And I'm just a little, you know, I'm raising my unibrow, okay? I can't raise an eyebrow, unfortunately. I need to wax before I go to the Talkers Magazine conference, but I am raising my unibrow. All right. Something else pretty kooky was this Ohio exotic animal farm worker. Did you hear about this? Terry Thompson decides to let all the animals free, let them all flee, and then he decides to kill himself. We don't know why. We don't know why he let out all the animals. We don't know why he decided to kill himself. I mean, if you love the animals, then you keep them, you know, in their cages, you know, let 911 know you want to die, right? So at least somebody can come over to the farm, but you let these animals go out in the wild, they get killed. They get killed on the highway, and it looks like the deputies had to shoot them down. From what I understand, Bengal tigers, lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Grizzly bears, camels, giraffes, wolves, cheetahs, I think a baboon, exotic animals. From what I understand, they all had to be shot. One of these Bengal tigers was 300 pounds. Crazy stuff. Now, you know, why didn't they have tranquilizer darts? See, that's what I want to know. But probably when this happened, it happened so quickly that they just had to, you know, all hands on deck type of thing and had officers on the scene and nobody could run back and try to get tranquilizer guns. It's a shame. All these animals died. We don't know why this guy killed himself. And, of course, it put many people at risk in Ohio. So, I don't know. You know, it's funny. My cats, you know, they think they're exotic. You know, I just tried to call them, you know, regular felines. You know, I got short-haired feline, long-haired feline, domestic cat. They don't like it when I call them a, you know, short-haired domestic cat, right? They think they're some exotic animal, you know, and I have to kind of, you know, put them in their place. I mean, you know, they eat, they poop, they stink up the place like any other animal would. And, you know, they think they deserve a title. See, to me, I thought an exotic animal was, you know, like having a Gila monster in your house or having a tarantula. That's kind of exotic. Or, you know, one of those octopuses with one eye. That I thought is exotic. I didn't realize that a Bengal tiger is exotic. Who knows? All right. Okay, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back on break, 1 out of 10 Americans are on antidepressants. Really? You need to listen to more talk radio. We definitely give you some pep. Then there's a couple that conceived while the man was asleep. And, of course, the task force recommending less tests. Bunch of bullcrap if you ask me. All right, we come back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for quick action. Listen to what the revolutionary MDS Forte can do for you. MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte at BestBloodSupport.com or call 213-405-5355. Call 213-405-5355 or go to BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your email's on my website at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Okay, this just in. For CBS News, only one monkey remains missing from the exotic animals that were left to flee out in the wild. As of an hour ago, it was a wolf and a monkey, and I guess they just shot the wolf, and now there's one monkey left. I wish they could trap these animals. Oh, my gosh. You have a picture of all the animals and the bodies, and now they brought all the bodies together. Oh, it just kills me to think. It's really a shame they couldn't have just caught them. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's kind of one of those, you know, scary stories. Like Halloween. You know, Halloween's coming up. Kind of spooky stuff. But I like fun spooky. I don't like scary spooky. I should find out what you guys are going to be for Halloween. You know, I think adults should, you know, go trick-or-treating. I mean, I'm going to be on air during Halloween, so I won't be able to go trick-or-treating this year. I mean, unless I go late. But usually 6 to 9... you know, 6 to 9 at night, or where you're listening 8 to 11 or 9 to midnight, you know. I wouldn't, if somebody bangs on my door after 9 o'clock, I get nervous. I don't open the door and do, unless it's a Saturday night. If it's a Saturday night, then, you know, trick or treaters, I don't mind if they're out late. Last year, I wanted to go as Nancy Pelosi. You know, cause I was like, okay, I gotta be somebody scary. You know, Dracula, right? The Scream, or Nancy Pelosi. So I, you know, and some people say, you know, if I don't Botox, I look like her. Oh, gosh. Thank you people very much. So I don't know what I'm going to be this year. I could be Kathleen Sebelius. I don't know. You could see, you know, I like to pick somebody in the media that, you know, really ticked me off this year. There's so many. But anyway, I don't know. Halloween is fun. I just love that holiday. Again, you know, be careful with the candy. You know, make sure you only eat the candy from people you know. You know, I like, when I was younger, but older, younger, we used to go trick or drinking where, you know, you walked around with a brandy glass and you go to a house and go trick or drink. You know, and they're like, but I have candy. We're like, no, trick or drink. So she'd be like, well, I got some Jack, or I got some, you know, vodka, you know, okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, then they pour some in your glass, you drink it, then you go to the next house, trick or drink. You know, by the fifth house, like, drink or drink. And I gotta say, Halloween was fun. I don't remember the Halloweens too well, but trick or drink is a great one. But realize, don't be drinking and walking. Don't be drinking and tricking, you know, because you may actually do some real tricks, and that can be pretty, pretty dangerous. Okay, so let's see. Who's ticking me off now? The task force recommending women get fewer pap smears. Oh, thank you. The U.S. Preventative Services Task Force is at it again. These are the people that said no mammograms till you're 50. They also want us to do away with the PSA tests. Now, oh, it's a federal panel, which is made up of experts in prevention and primary care. Why isn't it made up of experts that have vaginas? Okay? They do not support regular HPV screening. That is for cervical cancer. They don't support, of course they don't. Of course they don't. They're trying to save money. Remember, there's going to be a public option coming back. I tell you guys, all right, they say experts are warning us. Okay, like this is very scary. Experts are warning that women are currently receiving too many pap tests, saying the excessive screenings could cause more harm than good. Instead of continuing to overtest, the task force says to stick your head in the cervix. Stick your head in the ground. The task force said it would be better to reach out to those who have never been screened. Okay, get this. Okay, now get this. Okay? They say, let's reach out to those who have never been screened, but then they turn around and say that the task force is discouraging regular pap screening among teenagers. All right? They say that teenagers, you do not need to screen a teenager until they're 21, even if they had sex. So who are they reaching out to? Okay, this is poppycock. Poppycock. This is ridiculous. Okay, I mean, let's be honest here, ladies. If you didn't have to go for your pap smear, okay, and you got to go once every 3 years, would you even go to your doctor? I mean, would you go for a routine checkup? Would you? Oh, of course, Dr. Dahlia, I would go for my cholesterol test and my lipid panel, my renal panel. Okay, good, Mrs. Goody Two Shoes, fine. All right, but somebody who's not BSing, okay? All right, really, would you go? I wouldn't. And I'm a doctor. I would not go. Right? I don't like shaving my legs that often. I mean, I would, because I'm like, well, if I don't have to go for my pap, I could listen to my own heart. I could have somebody else peek. I wouldn't go to the doctor. But I go because I have to get my pap smear. And I want to get my birth control. And, you know, so a lot of us wouldn't go. And teenagers, of course you want teenagers to go in for a pap smear. You want to know who they're sleeping with. You want to know if they have STDs. You want to know if they're getting attacked or assaulted, being talked into something that they don't want to do, using drugs. Of course you want to see these kids early. I mean, this is ridiculous. But of course, that's going to save money. If you only go to the doctor once every 3 years, that is going to save a lot of moolah. And that's what they want. Remember, they're anticipating that private insurance companies are going to go under. Because private insurance companies now have to charge less, make less profit, cover pre-existing conditions, have no caps, and, you know, pay for all the fancier new technology and medical advancements that are out there. So they're anticipating private insurance is going to go under, and then they're going to have to come in with a skeleton form of health insurance. And us ladies getting our pap smears every year is going to throw a monkey wrench into the situation, because when we go every year for our pap smears, we're also, you know, moles are looked at, our skin is looked at, and then the doctor may go, huh, this has got to be checked out by a dermatologist, or we got to cut that out or biopsy it. They may find a breast lump. They may want you to get more, you know, you'll get blood work usually when you go once a year to a doctor. You get blood work. If you only go once a year every 3 years, then, you know, that saves money too. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, if you only talk about pap smears and I'm talking about physical exams, really? Really? Most women don't go for physical men. The only time I get men coming in is when the woman or the partner drags them in. Okay? Or if something went wrong. But honestly, women go to the doctors regularly because they want their birth control and they want their pap smear. And you know, somebody's forgetting about endometrial cancer. Somebody's forgetting about ovarian cancer. We check a lot of things. The cervix is one very tiny part below the waist. There's tons of other stuff down there. And again, when we get, whether you're a gynecologist or a family doc or an internist, you look at the whole body. You know, that's when you get to talk to them. That's when you get to answer their questions about depression, about insomnia. You know, find out what's going on with their family. Educate them on what's going on. I would not recommend seeing a doctor once every 3 years. Hell no. So I don't know what this task force is trying to do. Now, okay, let's say you do get an HPV run. Now, they're recommending against it, but let's say you get an HPV run. And you have found out that you're HPV positive. Okay, yes, maybe that could be a little psychologically traumatic. All right. Maybe you'll end up getting a colposcopy and being looked at and nothing being wrong, and maybe that's a little traumatic. But wouldn't you want to know that you got an STD? Wouldn't you want to know if you were positive for HPV, then something else could have snuck through and then you get tested for that? When I have a person who's positive for HPV, I test them for AIDS. I test them for herpes. I test them for syphilis. I test them for hepatitis. I test them for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And they want to do away with HPV, especially over age 30? Really? They did not support regular HPV screening. Are you kidding me? That's the point. The point is to open your patient's eyes and let them know something snuck through. If they thought they're being careful, they ain't. So, you know, I don't know what to do with this task force, except just maybe plug my ears when they talk and go blah, 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 blah. But I'm in full disagreement with this. The patient and the doctor decides, not a federal expert panel. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1 in 10 of us on antidepressants. I wonder why.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Radio. I need to thank Genesis Communications Network for giving us some groovy music and getting my show out across the country. Actually, people listen to the show worldwide. I had no idea. Really? Si yo necesito hablar en otras lenguas. I need to speak in other languages so anybody that hears me knows, all right? So, you know, German, I'll say Guten Tag. Any French, I'll say bonjour. Je ne sais pas. Let me see if anybody in Israel is listening. Hey, shalom, manishma. All right. Eifo hashiratim. I got to go to the bathroom, so I'm thinking about that, but I can hold it. I can hold it. All right, so, yeah, if any of you are listening from a foreign country, I will try, and, you know, as hideous as it may sound, to speak in your language. I love languages, but I only know a little bit of each. All right, I think Vietnamese Kamun is thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should do that. I should teach you guys. I should really teach you guys some medical terms in foreign languages. That's pretty fun. No, because I know a lot of you, you only learn the bad words. I know. You know, when I waited tables, all right, I was called, I can't say it on air, you know, because even though the FCC speaks English, I'm sure there's somebody there that'll speak Spanish. So I can't tell you what the cooks called me. But when I would take food back, when somebody would give me the food to take back and I gave it to the cooks, they wouldn't get mad at the table. They'd get mad at me. And they'd call me, I can't say it, but that's where I learned all my bad words, you know, because I took 5 years of Spanish from eighth grade all through high school. And you don't learn the bad words, you know, you learn, you know, ¿dónde está la escuela? You know, where's the school? Me gusta la biblioteca. You know, I like the library. You don't learn the bad words. So, boy, I had to pick those suckers up when the cooks were yelling at me. And by the way, guys, do not send your food back. Unless, okay, if you ever want to send your food back in a restaurant, give it to the manager. Call the manager over, because the manager will then walk back into the kitchen. But when the waitress walks, I am going to tell you, these guys, I mean, they'd do it when my back was turned, but they would do nasty stuff to the food, and I wouldn't take it back if I saw them do nasty stuff. So what you do is, I am dead serious. If you ever need to send something back, ask the manager to come over. Now, whenever the manager comes over, okay, they're already kind of freaking out because, you know, table number 15 is complaining. So start off with a compliment and say, you know, the waitress, the food server is amazing. The ambiance is wonderful, but we do have a little bit of an issue, you know, and I'm afraid to send it back because, you know, I hear stories of the cooks, you know, putting their body parts on the food, et cetera. And, you know, I listened to Dr. Dahlia, and Dr. Dahlia says it does happen because she has worked at restaurants and has seen it happen firsthand. Well, you know, Dr. Dahlia has obviously never been to a fancy 5-star restaurant. Well, she probably hasn't, but be that as it may, can you please make sure my food goes back without getting any bodily fluids on it? Thank you. All right, and then the manager takes it back. That's better. But when the waitress takes it back, remember, the waitress is afraid of the cooks. Because the cooks really yell at you. And I mean, luckily I spoke Spanish, so I knew what they were saying. But if you don't know what the cooks are saying, you know, and I'm not saying all cooks speak Spanish, but in the two particular restaurants I worked in, they did. And they, even though they knew English, they wouldn't because they didn't want the waitresses to understand. Well, I understood. And, you know, I laid into them. So they kind of liked me. They respected me after a while. The only problem is again, you know, I was losing tips left and right. I know. Otherwise it's still being tables. You know, the tips were good. Okay, so what was I talking about? All right. Oh, this is kind of spooky. Okay, speaking about restaurants and eating liver and all that. Okay, doctors in Brazil removed organs from live patients. Okay, these were organs for transplants. And you only take the organs out when the person's dead. But two Sao Paulo doctors are in court right now for charges. They removed organs for transplant from patients who were still alive. Then later the patients died in the hospitals. Doctors Pedro Torresias y Rui Sacramento are each charged with 4 counts of homicide. Oh my gosh. The deaths happened actually a while back. Well, then why is this study coming out here now in October? The doctors used fake death certificates to extract kidneys from the victims. Oh, that's scary. Who had agreed to donate organs after their death. Okay, now that's not good because people who want to donate organs are now going to be freaking out that if they, that'd be don't taken out before. Okay, that, you guys, this is a fluke. This has got to be a fluke. Okay, I'm reading this from Fox News Latino. Oh, Dios mío, los riñones. Oh, es muy malo. Muy malo. All right, let's talk about it. I got to cheer you guys up. All right, 1 in 10 of us taking antidepressants. Do I have any happy news? Oh, wait, no, I got a good story. Okay, oh, you know what? Okay, let's do the antidepressant. Okay, this is a good story. Then we'll go to the antidepressants. Okay, sperm. Okay, let's talk about sperm. We were just talking about sperm, you know, just a few minutes ago. Okay, they say men who get moderate amount of exercise have better sperm motility than men who are less or vigorously physically active. So you need to do the right amount of exercise for your sperm to swim well. Now, I don't know how they measured the sperm. Did the sperm do the breaststroke? Did they do the backstroke? Did they do the frog? Did they do freestyle? I don't know. Okay, but they said moderate exercise group had the highest average of sperm motility and the fewest men with less than 40% sperm motility. Okay, wait a second. You guys have a pen and paper? Right? While 31% of those in the light exercise group and 27% of those in the strenuous exercise group had less than 40% sperm motility. Yeah, you know, they could tell that they could look at the sperm and guess if it's 40% moving. I love that Simpsons where you looked at Homer Simpson's sperm and they're all banging their heads. Wow. So you have to have the right amount of exercise for the sperm to move and swim around. Well, don't these researchers have anything better to study? Really? Oh, look at that one swim. Oh, stay in your lane. All right, I don't know. You know what? Sperm are always funny. I've always thought sperm was funny. It's a fun thing to talk about. Okay, also, just on a happy note, there's possibly a licorice pill that's going to be coming out that'll help women with hot flashes. Apparently, licorice has a similar effect on the female sex hormone estrogen, which obviously plummets during menopause, and they're coming up with these licorice-based supplements. They aren't telling us e-licorice by any means. They're going to come up with a supplement. They could probably charge more. Now, apparently, licorice may combat, your hot flashes when you can't take estrogen because of breast cancer and heart problems, etc. Now, here's my problem. I only like the red licorice or the strawberry licorice. I cannot stand black licorice. That is disgusting. That is probably one of the worst candies out there. Black licorice tastes disgusting. And in the picture, the woman is eating black licorice and she's looking all happy. I don't even like to get the black in my teeth. So I don't know what they're thinking. But strawberry licorice, like the red vines, I'm game. Again, they're really like ho-hos. But that doesn't do anything for hot flashes. Okay, so 1 in 10 of us. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, I got to cram all this in. I got to go to Los Angeles. I got the Big Talkers magazine. I got to, pee with the big boys. By the way, you do that. When you're on radio, remember, it's still a man's world. So I go into the men's bathroom and I pee with them. Otherwise, you don't get one-on-one. Right? Okay. All right, so the rate of antidepressant use has increased nearly 400% in the last two decades, and 11% of Americans age 12 and older are now taking antidepressant drugs. Researchers say they need to listen to more talk radio, including medical talk radio that is stimulating and sassy, hence the Dr. Dahlia Show. That's it. No, you don't buy it. All right, this is coming from USA Today. All right, All right, well, you know what? I don't need to go into this. We all know why. We all know why. I mean, first of all, antidepressants have been around now for about 30 years, but many of them are easier to take, and we aren't taking them. I probably prescribe antidepressants to depressed people 10% of the time, and I give them 90% of the time for people that have chronic migraines, chronic ulcers, insomnia, PMS, issues where they're irritable, anxiety, and there's so many uses for these medications. It just, unfortunately, the FDA has them lumped under antidepressants. But, many of these medications that we use, like Lexapro, Zoloft, Paxil, etc., we don't use them for depression, we use them for anxiety. So I'm going to have to talk about this on another show. But right now, I got to go to L.A., so any of you on the I-15, get the hell out of my way, because I got to burn some rubber. All right, I know we're outside the speed limit. You all be safe, all right? You take care, and I'll be back soon. Signing out.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.